Hey there, it's Bikescape, episode number 54, October 29th, 2006. Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Bikescape, another edition. Mostly local San Francisco stuff this week. I'm going to be covering the campaign of Chris Daley, Supervisor Chris Daley. Here in San Francisco, our city council people are called supervisors because we are both a city and a county, San Francisco. And the county board of supervisors kind of acts as our legislature. We have 11 neighborhood elected supervisors. District 6 is the poorest neighborhood in San Francisco, and it's also one of the most downtown areas, one of the most urban areas of San Francisco. And Chris Daley has been a very dependable voice for San Francisco bicyclists and renters since he came on board to the Board of Supervisors in 2000. He was part of the class of 2000 that came in reaction to the big dot-com boom and the cronyism that Mayor Willie Brown was instrumental in promoting. And he was a reaction to that, and he represented the rest of us. And it was very nice, a breath of fresh air to have Chris Daley and all the other people that came on with him in the class of 2000. So he's up to for re-election now, and there's kids playing in the other room. Excuse the noise. So he's up for re-election. He's got a lot of money working against him right now. Some people have, you know, the building owners do not like bike lanes. There's a lot of offices in District 6, and there's a lot of big business interests that don't quite see how improving bicycle transportation is good for their business. It's going to take a while for them to come around, but they're investing millions right now to defeat Chris Daley. Anyway, I went down to South Park, an old neighborhood in the District 6, right downtown, but it's a sort of a hidden little park surrounded by old Victorians that was the center of the dot-com explosion back in the late 90s, and that brought Chris to power. And Chris gave a speech there. It was a big weekend mobilization, just a week till the election. And we got a little interview with Chris. So here goes. All right, we're here with Chris Daley, candidate for District 6 in San Francisco, Supervisor Chris Daley. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So you got this. What dragged me out here this morning was your great ad that you had out on YouTube about where you're riding all over the city with your on your bike. Do you do that every day? How do you get around in the city?
Most days I ride my bike. In the stretch drive here in the campaign, I'm getting driven around. But probably 250 days out of the year I'm on the bicycle. So that's my main form of transportation.
That's great. So I suppose you see the value of bike lanes. What's been happening over the past couple of years as far as dealing with...
I mean, there's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is that, you know, like the Bike Coalition and the bike agenda is a pretty mainstream political agenda now in San Francisco, and that's developed over the last 10 years. And so bike lanes are generally less controversial. Striping them is a little less controversial than it used to be. And I think that, you know, with, you know, the war in Iraq, which most San Franciscans see as a war for oil, with,
yes.
You know, with Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and, you know, looking at the environmental consequences of this overly reliant car culture that we have in this country. You know, I think change is happening, but there's still some resistance. And I mean, I think that, you know, the bad news is that even though most folks agree that doing what we can to facilitate alternative transportation, you know, is more mainstreamed, you still see, you know, like the veto of the Saturday closure of,
that's right,
of JFK in the park. You saw this lawsuit brought under CEQA to basically shut down any bike lane striping,
right,
arguing that the irony here is they're using environmental law to argue
exactly,
against
yes,
bike lanes, and you get a judge that, you know, just you know, still stuck on stupid on you know, on the car culture. And so, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done.
So what about CEQA? Let's go to that, because there's this, the idea that that we haven't done enough environmental review. You need to have an environmental impact report in order to widen a sidewalk or put in a bike lane. That's crazy. And that's actually not required under CEQA. That's just our planning department that requires that. Isn't that true?
Currently it's from a judge.
Well, currently, because of the injunction, yeah. But,
right. Well, that's...
But the fact that we have to do this kind of environmental impact report, isn't that because of the city decides to do it that way? And it,
No, as a matter of fact, we weren't doing that, and that's when we got sued, and then we got the injunction.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, the judiciary branch of government ultimately is able to interpret the state law. The city's all we really can do is fight that in court, which we're doing.
So, I guess my question is then, would you be in favor of reforming CEQA in some way to be able to avoid this in the future?
I mean, I think the whole issue of reforming CEQA is sensitive because there are sort of anti-environmental forces who are trying to use, you know, the issue of sometimes there's blips to wipe out CEQA to move forward sort of wholesale anti-environment type of development. So, I mean, I think that, you know, generally speaking, I'm supportive of CEQA. However, I think that the interpretation of the bench in this case is wrong, that striping bike lanes improves the environment, doesn't hurt it. And I'm a believer that if you build the streetscape for cars, you'll get cars. And if you build the streetscape for bicycles, for pedestrians, then that's what you'll get.
Okay, and then back to the political thing, I wanted to ask you about, the bike plan is coming, it's happening now, and we're getting some resistance in the form of the injunction, but how do you deal with the political opposition that sometimes arises when you start bringing in the big projects and the more difficult stuff starts happening, you know, the bike lanes down Market
Street? Well, I mean,
Street,
you just sort of have to, you know, have to organize, and you have to, and I think the Bike Coalition's actually done a good job at, you know, organizing and just trying to be stronger politically than the opponents. And I mean, I think that's ultimately the answer, is that, you know, we just have to keep organizing, keep edging, and, you know, keep winning people over to, you know, to alternatives. And then it's also really important for bicyclists and pedestrians to have a very close political alliance with folks who, you know, are on the bus, you know, and to have sort of this coalition of folks who use alternative transportation and who promote it politically.
Yeah, you wrote Proposition K, by the way, didn't you? For that,
I did.
You want to talk about that? Just a little...
Prop K was a reauthorization of the Hassett sales tax for major transportation projects. We had a long process, almost a year-long process of community stakeholders coming together to set the city's plan for transportation over the next 30 years, and it's very strong on public transportation. It's very strong on alternatives, and so you know, I think that's why it was so widely embraced. You know, it's the only tax to have passed in this decade, and it was a reauthorization of the half-cent sales tax for major transportation projects, because San Franciscans understand that we need to invest in our transportation infrastructure,
yeah,
and especially for alternatives.
Okay, one more thing, if I can just remember what it was. Oh, yeah, housing. It's still all about housing, isn't it? And I wanted to talk about, you've been a housing advocate since before I knew you. And I wanted to draw the connection between housing and transportation and the idea of keeping people in the...
Yeah. I mean,
making,
I mean,
it possible to continue living here. I mean,
when we look at quality of life in the region, we have to... look at transportation in relation to housing development, in relation to the job centers.
Yes.
And we get this now in the region, and I think there's been some really good work done out of ABAG in terms of the regional footprint.
The Association of Bay Area Governments.
Association of Bay Area Governments. And now there's actually a new regional government entity called the Joint Policy Committee, created by Senator Torlakson, which has members from ABAG, from the tradition, from the MTC. And so what we're specifically looking at is the relationship between transportation funding and goals around housing, including affordable housing, and being smart about investing in new corridors in terms of transportation, and requiring entities to be real about housing development with inclusionary affordable requirements within a walking geographic distance from train stations.
That's exactly how it all ties together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to add in?
That's good.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Here's Chris's speech to the volunteers during the mobilization.
And we will be here, and we will work for him, and we will fight for him, and we will see him in City Hall next year. So it's my honor and my pleasure to introduce my friend, Chris Daley.
Thank you so much, Connie and Mike Casey, for getting folks revved up this morning. Sheriff Hennessy, thank you for your decades of commitment to progressive law enforcement in San Francisco. You're not just America's most progressive sheriff, you're America's best sheriff. Thank you, Mike Hennessy. We're here in South Park, and I'd like to win South Park, and this is a very old neighborhood in San Francisco, and this morning I visited a couple of buildings that have been here for a very, very long time. This also used to be a very high percentage Filipino community in San Francisco. And
while
an African American neighborhood at one time as well. Now it's gentrified a little bit, but I think that we can appeal to people even of higher incomes with progressive politics, because I think that our ideas are better. And I think that when we invest in people and we invest in communities and we use the power of government to level the playing field so that those who are the least fortunate have an opportunity to make contributions, I think that we all benefit from that. And that's my message to the folks in South Park. Working together, we can improve this park, and we will continue to improve this park over the next 4 years. Working together, we can address quality of life issues, and I talked yesterday at the rally about quality of life issues for poor folks. But when we improve poor folks' quality of life, we're going to improve everybody's quality of life as well. And I think that is a message that can carry this neighborhood. And I think that it's smart and it's a winning message. One thing that I work on that I don't talk a whole lot about is issues of air quality. And I serve in a leadership position at the Bay Area Quality Management District, which is, the folks that bring you the Spare the Air campaign. It's probably what we're known for. And I'm not sure if folks in this neighborhood know it or folks in San Francisco know it, but the most impacted neighborhood in San Francisco, whole Bay Area, with particulate matter, which the science is emerging that particulate matter is a significant cause of cancer. Particulate matter is not heavily regulated, and a main source of particulate matter is diesel. And the most impacted area of the whole region for particulate matter is this area. At the Air District, we've been pushing new controls for PMs for particulate matter, and we're going to clean the air up. This is an issue that affects you if you're poor. It's an issue that affects you if you're wealthy. It's particularly an issue that impacts kids and for folks raising their kids in this neighborhood. That is a significant quality of life issue, and we are now pushing the envelope to regulate the polluters in this neighborhood. So thank you for coming out. I know that Jeff Adachi is here with us, our public defender. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being here and for being a supporter through the whole way. And I'd be remiss, I'm going to be handing out ice cream sandwiches, because this is our ice cream sandwich social. I think that we're going to be getting some instructions on how we're going to mobilize today. Thank you, everybody, for coming out this morning. We've got 10 days. We're going to take our message of hope, of talking about issues, to all the people of all District 6 and win every precinct in this district next Tuesday. Thank you.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes.
What are some other opportunities to help out in the next week or two?
Oh, plenty of opportunities. Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording,
okay.
Yes.
We're doing phone banking 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. every day at the City Hall. We're going to, we're looking to get 200 folks Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Probably at the starting off at the campaign office.
So last Saturday before the election. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday we need 200 folks at 8 p.m., 8 to 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. to do door hangers, reminding people to vote. And we need also 200 people, 5:30 in the morning, Tuesday election day.
Election day.
5:30.
That's when I'm going to be there.
5:30 to 9 or 3 to 8 for the last push.
Okay.
Plenty of opportunities.
Great. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Oh, check out our website,
daily06.com. Okay, thank you.
You're always killing something just by living on the earth. So who are you supposed to listen to when you're looking for something to do? And all of us shut you up. Someone put a break in your coffee cup. And you're trying to decide whether to walk or to ride. Take the easy way, you know that you want to.
the Diddy Bops, Walker Ride. So everybody, if you live in San Francisco, do what you can to help out Chris. Even if you don't live in District 6, you can walk a precinct, you can do something. Just check out daily06.com and they'll put you in touch with somebody who can help you put your energy to good use. Right then, let's go to the news, I guess. Boy, I'm just throwing this podcast together. I want to get it out sometime before Election Day. Let's see what's going on in the world of bicycles. Let's see. Friday, November 3rd, there is a bike-in theater. Celebrate an evening of bikes and good times at the bike-in theater. Bike on over to the super-secret party zone for a large format outdoor screening of the 1979 classic Over the Edge. Gates are opening at 6:30. The film will start about 8. Stay after the movie for a dance party chaos. Get dance party chaos provided by Club Neon DJs and special guests. No cover. They'll take a donation, though. It's going to be Friday, November 3rd at 559 China Basin. And there will be more information on the blog on bikescape.blogspot.com, where you can find links to Daily 06 and whatever else I'm talking about, maybe a few more links as well. Let's see. Tour de Toxic Waste, Saturday, November 4th, 10 a.m. Meet at 6th Street and Market outside my Skid Row. Wow, not right outside the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition headquarters. Dispose of your toxic waste properly by bicycle. Most households have a stash of leftover toxics that can't be safely thrown in the trash. Broken electronic equipment, old paint, cleaners, aerosols, pesticides, greasy old bike parts, chain cleaning solvent, and lube. We'll take a scenic route to the dump and get a short tour of how our toxics are handled. So if you have panniers and racks, that'll work, but you can also use the SFBC's free trailer. So you also don't have to bring any waste. You can just go for the tour. On Saturday, November 4th, the Geary Corridor Bus Rapid Transit Study Public Workshop will be happening. Now, this is something really interesting. If you're from Bogota, Colombia, or Mexico City, or Los Angeles, you know what bus rapid transit is. It's where they build a special road or a special right-of-way just for this bus. And they have these special long buses that have more in common with a train than a bus. They're long and they have low doors and all the doors open at once and you pay to get on before you get on. They have stations, almost like train stations, and the bus just flies through. It's the cheapest way to get from one end of the town to another, and it's really nice. If you live on the Orange Line in LA, you know what I'm talking about. The lights turn green as soon as the bus comes through. There are no cars, no cross traffic, and you just fly right through. And it's a wonderful way to spruce up your public transit without having to spend a lot of money. So the San Francisco County Transportation Authority and Muni, the Municipal Railway, invite you to the last series of public workshops for the Geary Corridor Bus Rapid Transit Study. Participants will have an opportunity to comment on evaluation results for conceptual designs and learn about the next steps. So they think that community input is critical, so come in and be heard. And if you speak Russian and Chinese, no problem. They got interpretation. Let's see here. There's going to be a kitchen warming party for the bike kitchen, the San Francisco Bike Kitchen. You know, they just recently moved, and I've been thinking about doing some kind of advertisement, some kind of podcast to advertise their presence here. But Saturday, November 4th, from 6 to 10 p.m., the Bike Kitchen at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th. They would like you to come celebrate their successful move and toast all those who made it a success and meet lots of great mechanics and hang out with all sorts of fellow cyclists and hear music by some great bands, Tartuffe, The Ghost Family, Bluegill, The Tomorrow Men. Everyone's welcome, so come on down. I don't think it costs anything. www.bikekitchen.org. Chris Carlson is going to be leading a tour along with his organization Counterpulse and Shaping San Francisco, 4-hour historical tour of descent in San Francisco by bicycle. Bring a snack and water and reserve your spot. He's asking for, he's got a sliding scale, $15 to $50. If you have any questions, you can go to counterpulse.org or you can call at 626-2060. Okay, let's see. Volunteer night at the Bike Coalition, Wednesday, November 15th, 5 to 8 p.m., 995 Market Street, Suite 1550 on the 15th floor. This will be the tradition of bike volunteer night. The Bike Coalition is coming back. It's been down for a while. They're going to give you snacks, tasty treats, chat with fellow cyclists, help with folding and spindling and stuffing envelopes and all that. Dinner's on the house. Bring a friend. The more the merrier. If you have any questions, call Kate. Send her an email, I should say, at kate@sfbike.org. Or just show up. There's a velo swap, which is always a lot of fun. I got my son's first bicycle there. Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the San Francisco Concourse Exhibition Center at 7th and Brannan. It's a good time to see all sorts of stuff. I think we may do a podcast from there. It might be an interesting place to do a podcast from. Getting all sorts of ideas here. Sweet deals on all sorts of velo goodies. Want to get free admission? You can volunteer with the SFBC, help park bikes out front, and check it out. Critical Mass, of course. Oh boy, the last Critical Mass was huge. We had maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people, and everybody was in costume for Halloween. It was just beautiful. And that's, of course, on Friday, November 24th. We should have another podcast by then. Justin Pee Wee Herman Plaza at Market and Embarcadero. Come on down. World famous coincidence. Organized by you. An organized coincidence. Anything else? Let's just quickly scoot through here. Yes, there's going to Counterpulse. Chris is also having another. Chris Carlson is also having another tour December 9th from 12 to 4 p.m. Meet at Counterpulse, 1310 Mission Street at 9th. And check out his ecological history tour. This is one he's done before. So if you missed it before, here's your chance to get another one. 4-hour historical tour by bicycle. Bring a snack and water. Reserve your spot. 626-2060. All right, what else? Oh, I guess it's time to do the food review. I got an email sometime between the last podcast and now about Trailblaze. Matisse and Jack is this company in, I guess they're based here in San Francisco. And I got an email from this woman, Connor, who works there. And she was asking me if I would try these homemade, it's a mix that you can buy. And I'm not getting paid for this. I just thought it would be interesting to do. And plus, she was sending me free mixes. So basically, it's a box. It comes in a box. And you know, if you're the kind of person that likes to eat energy bars, like what are those, Power Bars and Clif Bars. And I kind of like Clif Bars, but they are a little sweet, and they kind of drop to your stomach with a thud. All those energy bars seem to do that because they're just so loaded with nutrition, and you have to drink a big glass of water with it or something. The big point of this stuff is that it's, you make it at home, and it comes in a box. It's called Trailblaze Bake at Home Energy Bars, and they come in two flavors, oatmeal, and I lost the other box. I guess it was kind of a fruity kind of dried fruit kind of flavor, and they're actually really good. And what's good about them is you make them yourself. They have you make them like a batch of brownies. And you can make them any way you want. They give you several choices of how to do it. There's a recipe for cookies. You can make cookies out of it. We add some other things. And you can also you can make the bars in many different ways. You can use applesauce to sweeten it, or yogurt, or apples and yogurt. And or you can throw in some nuts for added nutrition. It has all the nutrition of a basic energy bar, but it just tastes really good. And I made a couple pans of it, and I gave them out at Critical Mass on Friday, and I couldn't get it together. I'd had a drink or so, and I really didn't feel like whipping out the microphone, even though I had it with me. But I got a lot of positive response from it. Everybody thought it was really good. People thought I made it from scratch, but I told them what it was. The nice thing is you can customize it, and it comes out to according to Matisse and Jack, they say it comes out to about 60 cents per equivalent size bar, compared to what you usually pay for a Clif Bar, what about $1.30, $1.40. And they're good. So don't consider this an advertisement, but you may want to try them. I'll put the link on the website. And that's that. So check it out. And what else is there? I guess that's about it for this podcast, a 30-minute podcast. Don't forget Election Day. Go out and vote and do what you can to help maintain the balance of bike-friendly supervisors here in San Francisco and in your town as well. And I hope there's somebody in your town you can get behind and actually vote yes for. So thank you, everybody, and take it easy. Keep that rubber side down, and I'm not going to say it this month. I know you're expecting me to say the final punchline, and I won't. But thanks for listening, everybody. Write to me with your Bikescape at sbcglobal.net. I appreciate all the cards and letters. Gustavo, I hope you enjoy that copy of Broken Bicycles I sent you. Gustavo lives in Fresno. He's making he's in a band, and he's going to do a whole bunch of Bikescape music for me, but I hope to get some of it and play it on the line sometime. So thanks again, and keep listening. Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Everybody's wondering what they're gonna do. Everything's a mess, and folks are feeling blue. If your troubles got you down so much you can't abide, get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. They're doing it in Eugene, Havana, and Shanghai. Even folks in Boston town are giving it a try, throwing out their gas tanks, the clean air by their side. Just get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. It's good for your heart and it's good for your brain. When those fluorescent lights are driving you insane, your toes will tingle in your shoes when to the pedal they're applied. Just get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. You're having troubles with your lovers, the tandem's made for that. You'll work together wonderfully, or else you'll just go splat. Gonna shut down Main Street, make the bike paths far and wide, and get on that bicycle and ride. Yeah, get on that bicycle and ride. Neath the sunny skies or along the ocean side, just ride, 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 ride. Ride, 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 ride.